Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was at table in Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisee saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. To emphasize the point, the Church has us ponder twice this morning, very early, St. Paul's words to the Ephesians, both in the first lesson of the breviary as well as the first reading today. "Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of your calling." St. Paul goes on to describe certain virtues: humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, etc. But today, Jesus in the Gospel stresses exactly how and why he calls us and wants us to learn to live in a manner worthy of it. Jesus tells us at the end of today's Gospel passage, "I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." To live in a manner worthy of the calling we have received is humbly to recognize that he called us, not because we were imitating the Blessed Virgin, but because we were imitating St. Matthew and St. Peter, whose first words to the Lord were, "Depart from me, from a sinful man," and St. Paul, who used to murder Christians for a living and then began to make them. To live in a manner worthy of our calling is to live in a manner worthy of the Lord's mercy as he calls us. This is always a challenge for us to go back to the beginning and never forget it. We pondered a few weeks ago St. Paul's words in his first letter to the Corinthians about the criteria for a religious or a priestly vocation, that God doesn't choose the wise, the clever, those of noble birth, those who are somebodies, but he in his mercy chooses those whom the world considers nobodies, so that through that humble calling he might manifest to the world his desire to call everyone and thereby exalt both them and us. At the end of today's first reading, to live in a manner worthy of the calling we have received involves, not just as the mystical body of Christ, but as individuals, growing to mature adulthood to the extent of the full stature of Christ. And maturing in this vocation includes maturing in the consequences of the Lord's mercy. Remember that parable of the two debtors, where one who had received 10,000 talents was called to go out and can forgive those who owed him just a small portion of that, 100 denarii, $6 billion versus $10,000. And Matthew began immediately after his call to live in a manner worthy of it. He wanted to pay that mercy forward. He wanted to bring those he knew to receive that same awesome gift. So he threw the party. And that's when the Pharisees and the scribes, those to whom Jesus would dedicate his parables of the lost sheep, lost coin, and the lost sons, because they were refusing to rejoice when sinners were reconciled to the Lord. They were absolutely rejecting the joy of heaven over one sinner who returns, one sinner who repents. Matthew got the lesson and brought everybody to Jesus, as Jesus enunciated very clearly. Go and learn the meaning of the words. The scribes and the Pharisees could recite Hosea, but they didn't understand what it meant. Go and learn the meaning of the words. I desire mercy. And so Matthew, sharing that desire, called others to share that mercy. And that remains the full stature of the church, when we both announce and embody, but share the incredible gift of mercy we have received. The corporal and spiritual works of mercy are so essential to who we are. Jesus' bowels, his shplanta, continue to burst with mercy. And that defines all his deeds. How do we mature in mercy? We talked about a month ago on the Feast of St. Augustine of what Pope Benedict said were his three stages of mercy. First was conversion from sin. Second was to convert to giving his life as an oblation for others, including in ways that he found unpleasant as the Bishop of Hippo. And the third, very late in his life, was to recognize everything in his life is defined by mercy. It always begins with God's merciful help, not our action. For us to mature, we have to recognize that even getting out of bed this morning was a gift of the Lord's mercy. That the Lord's going to send us people today, some who will immediately make us smile, like Sister Beata Victoria and Sister Marie Veritas, and others who we might have to discipline our face because our first reaction is not always joy. But the Lord will send us both, to be able to bring greater mercy out of all of us. That everything we do is meant to be anointed with the mercy with which we have been called. Today, 67 years ago, this was put into practice in a confessional in Buenos Aires when a young George Bergoglio was prepared to go on an outing. But he stopped by to say a prayer at his local church dedicated to St. Joseph, and there saw a priest he had never seen before, Father Carlos Duarte Ibarra, who was there, a Salesian, to receive cancer treatment. He wouldn't live long. But something inspired young Jorge to approach him spontaneously and ask to have his confession heard. They went into the confessional, and 5 minutes later, Jorge left, not only shriven from his sins, but with a profoundly shocking sense of what the Lord was asking of him. That he was asking him to be a minister of that mercy. That the Lord had been waiting for him in that confessional. That with Primeriar, this Spanish neologism, he had preceded him. He had got to it first. And there had planned to give young George the graces not only to leave his path of chemistry behind, but to join him on the path of the ministerial priesthood and one day to become his earthly vicar. That's one of the reasons why mercy is so essential in the life of the Holy Father, and the reason why his pontificate will always be a gift. Is he had the whole church focus even more on this extraordinary gift that, as the Venerable Bede told us this morning and Pope Francis made his motto, the Lord looking on us with mercy, miserando, in that very same act, calls us eligendo. And so we can never ponder enough this great mystery of the Lord's mercy at the beginning of our Christian life in baptism, but also at the beginning and in the middle and at the end of our vocation within a vocation. The Lord comes with mercy and he chooses us. As we celebrate this Mass, we remember that St. Matthew was present in the upper room the first time Jesus said, "Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood." Matthew was one of the first to hear that imperative, "Do this in my memory." And to do this is not just to celebrate the sacred synaxis, but to use a neologism of Pope Francis in English, to mercify others, just as each morning we are mercified.